Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Newsmakers Podcast. This is Samantha Stein, Products and Education Editor of The News. Today, we are sitting down with Aaron Salo, CEO of XOI Technologies. Aaron will discuss the future of the field services industry, the technological transformation happening within the industry, and how XOI Technologies is helping contractors turn this technological corner. Okay, Aaron, let's get to it. Tell us about your company.
Great, yeah, thank you. So XOI Technologies was started in October 2013, and we started with a really clear message and mission of solving the skilled trades gap in field service. And so we've had that lighthouse as an organization and continue to build software solutions we hope that are simple, useful solutions to that large problem.
Great. And tell us about your position and what you do there.
So as a small company that's growing quickly, the role of CEO is, or someone recently joked, Chief Everything Officer, which I think is pretty apt in this case. I do whatever I need to help our team, support our team as we grow in the mechanical, electrical, plumbing space. And that includes everything from overlooking product, to working with customers, to sitting down and taking technicians to lunch to learn more about their job to make sure we're building meaningful tools.
Great. Can you discuss the future of the field services industry in your opinion?
Sure. So, you know, I think that as you start to look at the problem, you know, as we look to address the skilled trades gap, kind of see the symptom of that problem is knowledge. And our technology solution has really been centered around providing the right information to the right people at the right time. And so when we look at the future of field service, I think that from the customer's perspective, they have an ever-evolving need for more information and better information from contractors. And we have really looked to provide that through just more effective communication, kind of democratizing that knowledge, taking the mystery out of what an HVAC technician may do on a roof or in a mechanical room by providing really clear digital content like video and photo, or providing that technician content themselves through wiring diagrams, manuals, and really making that knowledge transfer internally and externally to an organization really seamless. And so as I look at the future of field service, I see a generation that's retiring out of it, a younger generation that is getting into it, and they're acclimated and accustomed to a world in which Google is the de facto knowledge base for the world, and systems like that are available to get very relevant information quickly. And so in an underserved market, I would say, in the mechanical, electrical, plumbing space, you know, we really see an opportunity to, again, serve that knowledge up in a much more effective way through training content, through transparency and visibility, and hopefully help customers kind of engage in this new standard in field service, which is sharing, explaining, and justifying work in a way that's never been done before.
Absolutely. And why do you think it's only now that we're experiencing such a technological transformation, and what does that mean moving forward for the industry?
So I think it's happening out of necessity. You've got an interesting statistic. I just recently saw a research report that field service management companies, the kind of backbone, a lot of these field service companies that we integrate with, that industry is growing over the next 3 years from about $1.5 billion to over $3 billion. And it's a massive increase in the adoption of software. And the reason for that, I believe, is that companies are really realizing to stay relevant and efficient in what they do, you know, pen and paper is not an option anymore.
No.
That they need to have efficient cloud-based systems that connect their customers to their technicians, to dispatch, to inventory. And we feel strongly that, you know, from XY's perspective, we're trying to provide a tie-in to that that provides value as well. So in terms of the future, I think that there is going to be a continual adoption of software technology as evidenced by that research, as well as companies that are going to continue to look for innovative ways to change their service delivery models, whether it's leveraging talent back at headquarters to be able to help younger technicians on site, or whether that's using IoT technology, sensor-based technology, to analyze systems without even going on site, to make sure they're sending the right person to a site. I think that the software technology is evolving so fast now that people are seeing the need to adopt quickly to stay relevant, and why we're seeing that adoption of software at such a quick pace.
And what kinds of technology or tools has XOI Technologies developed for those working in the field?
So XOI is really about, that right information to the right people at the right time. And it sounds simplified to say, but, you know, we're using some pretty interesting technologies to do that. I'll just give you a couple examples. From an office, we can see what a technician sees, hear what they hear, and talk with them about it in real time. So you think about the opportunity to send out a young technician and have a virtual expert on their shoulder. It's pretty valuable when you talk about putting, you know, your best tech on every site.
Yes.
When you talk about training content, you know, one of our customers has 30% of their workforce is over 55 years old.
Wow.
And so they're getting close to retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have a lot of really, really good wisdom that is really stuck in their head and ultimately doesn't get to the rest of their staff. And so we use tools like natural language processing and optical character recognition, just fancy descriptions, basically identifying content in an automated way, so that when that 30% is taking training videos, for example, on site, we can listen to the words they say and tag that information. We can serve it up to the rest of the technician group. Really, it is about kind of democratizing knowledge across an organization and ultimately allowing them to not only gather knowledge internally better, but also share it with their customers more effectively as well. We have a great story recently of a company in Florida that, you know, leveraged our system to, you know, sell a $400,000 compressor project. And the reason they did that is the customer said, look, you showed me how you were going to be different. I didn't just get a piece of paper with a number on it, like the other two quotes.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got a visual description and walkthrough of how you were going to install and service the system. So those are the kind of tools that we're offering our customers to help them be more efficient as well as help them sell more.
Absolutely. How have you helped businesses navigate turning the quote-unquote technological corner, so to speak?
Yeah, so great question, and it's interesting. You know, we've learned a lot working in the mechanical space, and it's not the technology that's a fear factor for our customers. It's really the process of adoption
mm-hmm.
and using the technology in the field. And what we found is that there really is a specific structured process that allows there to be really simple value recognition by the end user. And so when we talk about this ethos as a company of, you know, looking at providing a technology solution that can be useful, we try to really practice that. And how we do that is going through a pilot process in which we gather champions from a field service organization that, you know, we always ask for a couple young guys, maybe a middle, kind of middle of the road type, and then also an older gentleman or lady that is going to be probably against technology. And the reason we do that purposefully is we want to be able to prove the value proposition and make sure that we overcome any of those obstacles in an organization. And the result of that work is actually been something we call the playbook. We actually have taken all of our learnings from the field and put together a 30-page playbook in the form of a football playbook. There's actually over 30 plays and a very detailed rollout strategy. And so we try to give our customers the opportunity to say, hey, look, we've done this for customers like you before. We have a very specific strategy to get this deployed and hopefully help assuage any fears that they have about the deployment and usage of the technology and getting the right champions early on. The interesting thing I'll say about a champion is it's not always the technician that's got the biggest role or title. It's the technician that right after a team company meeting, everyone's out in the parking lot, and it's that technician that all the rest of the technicians are kind of circled around.
Right.
Listening to and learning from. And that's the person that we'll use, for example. So those are one of the things that we've learned among many and continue to learn about making this technology attainable
mm-hmm.
and usable and meaningful from the beginning.
And would you say that most contractors are on board with new technology? And if so, or if not, why do you think that?
So increasingly so, you know, our contractors are getting on board with technology, as we kind of discussed, you know, that move away from pen and pad and the realization that the efficiency that the software provides is just a must to be relevant in the industry ongoing. I think that there's generally, you know, fears associated with burdening technicians, you know, along with the fact that there's a skill, or kind of parallel to the fact that there's a skilled trades gap, there's also kind of this supply issue and a big demand and not enough supply. And so what that translates to is technicians a lot of times are overworked, especially on, you know, based on seasonality and kind of, you know, what industries they're in. But trying to deploy additional technology is really viewed as, how is this going to burden my staff that's already overburdened and working really hard? Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, generally they're on board, but it's the concept around the plan that a company has in place to help them deploy that technology. And where I've seen companies be successful outside of XOI is really ensuring that plan has been battle tested with companies that look like them, buy like them, deploy like them. And that's where the success really comes from versus someone that says, hey, look, here's your software platform with a bunch of features and benefits, and good luck. So I think it's not only the deployment piece, but the post-deployment piece and staying engaged with customers, allowing them to derive value out of the system long-term, is where technology fear can be overcome.
And finally, why do you tell contractors to utilize your company's technology, and how do they incorporate it into their business?
So the two big things that contractors look at when utilizing our technology is how do I make my technicians more efficient and provide them a tool that allows them to be more operationally efficient, and ultimately, how does it allow me to sell more? Those are the two things that are really important. And I think that as a company early on, we were looking a lot at the efficiency piece. You know, can we get your guys off site faster? Can we provide them better knowledge so that they can fix problems and get to that next job? But what we found is that the sales side has really become a huge trigger for our customers, and being able to look at this as a sales tool and differentiator in their market has been probably the number one reason they're engaging with us out of the gate. And then, of course, adding in and building those more long-term benefits along the way. From an incorporation perspective, we integrate with quite a few field service management software platforms. That has been a wise decision on our behalf, and we'll continue to do that. There's probably 14 different field service management companies we integrate with today. And when we talk about incorporating it into a technician's day and having a plan and ensuring that we have a process outlined, that's a big part of it. When they're already invested into a software platform and they have to consider using yet another software platform, it's sometimes a burden they just aren't willing to undertake, and I don't blame them. And that's why we've really invested a lot into integrating with those organizations to really fill the gaps of those field service management platforms and provide some of the tools we talked about and making that process seamless for the technician. At the end of the day, there may be a white-collar person, so to speak, in the office making a buy decision, but we're very cognizant and focused on every day the fact that the blue-collar man and woman in the field are the true buyers and users of the technology, because if they don't like it, they will, quote-unquote, accidentally run it over. and so it's important that we make it simple, meaningful, and that it provides real value really seamlessly to their day. And one of the biggest compliments we got to that effect recently is the technician told us, we heard this a few times, this is the first software I feel like that my company has deployed that was for me. And you know, it's not something I had to do to add to my day. This is something that allows me to cover my butt. Mm-hmm. You know, tough situations where there's finger pointing. It allows me to, you know, remove the need for field notes or not get have to deal with, you know, having to take down nameplate information or whatever the case may be. And so that's what we really strive for. We feel like if we can provide value there, ultimately it will provide value to the company and to the company's customers as well.
That's great. And if people want to learn more about XOI Technologies, where should they go?
You go to XOI, so that's letter X, letter O, letter I, .io. And we have more resources there. They can learn more about XOI. And there's a couple different options to either receive a demonstration or learn more about our pilot process.
We hope that you enjoyed our podcast and that you learned a little bit more about the future of the field services industry, the technological transformation happening within the industry, and how XOI Technologies is helping contractors turn this technological corner. For more information, please visit xoi.io.